Barrett uses the real history of Saranac Lake as a starting point for her novel, The Air We Breathe. The year is 1916, and the fictional village of Tamarack Lake is full of cure cottages where boarders come to rid themselves of tuberculosis. A few miles away, indigent patients at the Tamarack State Sanatorium submit to the same numbing routine of rest and meals. The patients have plenty of time on their hands, and as an exasperated doctor says, "Infatuations are as common up here as colds." Barrett's expertly drawn characters miscommunicate in a fashion worthy of a Shakespearean comedy, with lost letters and ill-directed love. But the book is serious about the tragic effects of isolation, jealousy, and wartime suspicion. The first half of the book moves as slowly as time on a cure porch, the plot thickly covered over with long backstories and scientific explanations. The characters gather on Wednesday afternoons for a study group in the sanatorium's meeting room, and, like some of the patients, I found my attention wandering. Instead of instruction in paleontology, I wanted to know more about Eudora McAhern, a 20-year-old aide at the sanatorium, a bright local girl who thinks, what would it be like to live where her family wasn't in evidence everywhere? In contrast, Leo Marburg, a Lithuanian-born chemist and patient at Tamarack State, has no family at all. He is fascinated by Eudora's beauty. He wonders, perhaps whole families up here looked like her. All he knew of the people in these mountains was what he saw of the staff. For Leo and the other patients, the sanatorium is as isolated as a desert island. Though set in the Adirondacks, this is an interior book. The reader looks out windows through the patient's eyes at fields and ponds and mountains and, quote, the air meant to cure us pouring antiseptically through the woods, end quote. It is a foreign landscape for the patients and restrictive rather than awe-inspiring. Barrett is a master storyteller, and the reader knows the characters well when the plot gains speed. Sentences are so well-crafted, they glide by like skaters on Tamarack Lake. When Miles Fairchild, a wealthy patient from Pennsylvania, takes leadership of the local American Protective League, anything non-American is suspect, especially the immigrant patients at the sanatorium. Barrett began writing this book shortly after 9/11, and while she is writing of a tense time before the United States entered World War I, many of the issues of trust and betrayal that she explores are the same today. It then becomes especially ironic that the biggest tragedy of the book is initiated by an angry teen, a local girl desperate to get out of this diseased place of Tamarack Lake. The Air We Breathe ends with an elaborate family tree that includes names from Barrett's last four books. Each of these books features characters who came to the Adirondacks from distant parts of the world. Most come willingly, drawn by the wilderness and beauty of the mountains. Others, like the patients at the Tamarack Sanatorium, can't wait to leave. All of Barrett's books are rich and detailed and bring life to the human side of science. We in the North Country are fortunate to have such a gifted American writer whose imagination includes the Adirondacks.